Yo, 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 what's good, family? It is Greg Gallant. It is Wednesday, February 28th, 2018. And this is episode 49 of this podcast, the unnamed podcast. The podcast that still does not have a name, still does not have a purpose. And that's probably why I may end it at 50 episodes. At least, you know, this version of it, this me ranting version where I just kind of come in blindsiding myself with the microphone and bringing you guys just kind of like my thoughts on whatever is going on in my life. And right now in my life, there's a bunch of things going on. I got surgery again, my very minor surgery on the same thing that I had my last one on a few weeks back. So I had like these cysts on my head. And they're benign, and they just like kind of slice the skin open on the scalp, and they pop them out, and they stitch it up. And I had four of them taken out a few weeks ago. Went back in a week later, got the stitches out. But what happened was the day before I went to get my stitches out, I was feeling around by the stitches, and there was another fucking bump. It came out of nowhere. I've had these bumps for a couple of years now. And a new one grew like a week after I got them all out. So I had to go back in this Monday, a couple days ago now, and get that last one out. This was like much less of a procedure. The other one I had to go to the surgical center, and they fucking, you know, they had me on an IV, and it was much more of a production than this one. I just went into the doctor's office, and she did it right then and there. She just kind of like puts the needle in my head with the fucking, you know, anesthesia, and then comes back a couple minutes later, cuts it out, stitches it up, I'm out of there. It probably only took like, probably took an hour, like tops. So it was easy. My head hurt a little bit that night, and then, you know, you take a couple Tylenols, and then it's been good since. I just need to be careful of it. The last couple weeks, I've been watching The Bachelor. And I've never watched The Bachelor before, and I'm hanging out with this girl who keeps putting it on. You know, obviously, it's interesting as a social experiment, right? You put whatever it is, 25 or so girls in a house with one guy, and they're all fighting for his love with the potential of a proposal at the end. And, you know, it's a very interesting social experiment. They just feed them alcohol, and the producers put them in situations that are completely unnatural. It's a whole fucking thing that they then, you know, weave into a story that they tell in these like 60 or 90 minute episodes. And this is, I think this is season like 20 or 22 or something like that. It's like the show is out of control. But I've watched like the last like six episodes, and I'm like kind of into it. Like, I just want to know what the fuck happens. I really want it to end, because I swear to God, guys, I physically get like sick watching it. I'm putting myself kind of in the shoes of some of these people as I'm watching the episodes. And I don't know. I think as you learn more about yourself, you're able to kind of understand other people and be more empathetic. And when I watch these episodes, I'm realizing the actual mind fuck that these people are going through. Like, can you imagine being put in that scenario on national television? And, you know, you're just, it's hypersexualized. There are that many girls in a room for that many weeks. You know, it's like an 8-week thing, and they're just completely consumed by like the idea of this guy, and that they all think they're like falling in love with the guy. And it's really just, you know, you're in the perfect storm of shit. And it's down to the last three. I can't believe I'm doing a fucking Bachelor review. It's down to the last three girls, right? Or this week was, and they're showing someone crying. They didn't show who it was, but like, you know, the coming up, like, shows like you just hear some girl crying in the background and shit. You're just like, oh God, like, what is he about to do to these girls? Because this guy is a total player, right? He's not a bad guy either. It's just like he really goes out of his way to try and bullshit everybody. And when you do that at scale over and over, and you're doing it on a show like The Bachelor, where they're going to be like fucking, they need storylines. They're going to highlight all of your worst traits. You know, at the end of each of these dates that he goes on with the girls one-on-one, he has an option of going to like the fantasy suite, right? So it's like the first time that they actually get like alone time without the cameras. The first girl is like this quirky blonde girl, and I forget where she's from, but it's like somewhere random, and she does like taxidermy, so she stuffs animals, and like she's just really kind of like out there. And she even says, you know, like, I have a history of guys treating me as like a novelty item and then kind of discarding me and all this stuff. Cause she's very like gullible, it seems. And, you know, she's fun and she's, you could tell she's like sexual. And like, so you could see how guys could just be like, oh, this is easy. And just kind of like play around with this girl's heart. And so she kind of like, you know, really, and he's met all their families, by the way. Last episode, he went and met all their fucking families. And so, you know, they're all like expressing like, you know, is this for real? Like, don't fuck with our daughter. Don't like, and he's just saying whatever they need to hear. Ari loves like prying out of these girls, like how much they like him. And he loves to feel in control by deflecting his own emotions and fears onto the girls. So anytime there's like an uncomfortable situation, he pins it on them, or he just like leaves it in silence and like stares. And the worst part is that the fucking finale is 3 hours long. And it's like, I just want to know what happens. Like, can't it just be like a movie where it ends in 2 hours? Like, I have to watch 3 more hours of it to like, you can't just end it now. Like, I gotta see what happens, right? It's just a bad situation for everybody. Like, going on that show, you're really just asking for trouble. You're gonna get exposed. You're gonna like feel certain ways. Now, I guess in the long run, it probably helps all these people grow quite a bit, because you get to see yourself from the outside and, you know, what other people think of you. But it could probably be really damaging to some people, too. So you have to be ready for what you're getting yourself into and know the experience that's coming and prepare yourself for that before asking for it. Otherwise, you can be in a bad spot. Like, don't go on the show unless you're at a level of competency with yourself where you are not going to hurt these girls. And I don't even know if that's possible on this show. You know, I'd potentially like to be on a reality show. I think it would be fun once I mentally get there. But The Bachelor is just a tough one, dude. I mean, that is a really fucking tough one. So, you know, I'm actually looking forward to this season finale so I can get it out of, I think it's the finale. I fucking pray it is. Apologies to all the gentlemen out there listening to this who, I mean, if you even made it this far, good for you. And to the ladies, let me know if you're watching this fucking thing and what you feel about Ari and all these other chicks, because he triggers me, man. And maybe I need to take a look at myself and figure out why this guy triggers me so bad, but that's a story for another time. Until then, episode 50 coming up next week. You can bet that nothing special will be happening for it. And I will talk to you next Thursday. I love you very much. Take it easy. Have a good weekend. Peace out.